Do people use rock walls or rock fences around here?
Sometimes, yeah, they use rock fences and sometimes plank fences.
Call them
lots of walls or something, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call something that somebody lets down into a well if he wants to draw some water?
Pickles and buckets, chains and ropes.
Okay. And what do you call a bucket that's made out of metal? Do you have a special name for it?
Sometimes the tin buckets and sometimes the zinc buckets.
Okay. What do you call the iron thing that you use in the kitchen when you're frying things on the stove?
Fries and griddles.
Okay. And have you ever heard people talk about spiders cooking things on
stove? Yeah, spiders, because I've got some.
Well, now, what's the difference between a fryer and a spider? Is there any difference?
Well, they know some of them thin another and some of them gets hot quicker than other. I don't know. I call them frying pans and spiders. That's all I call.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Sinks. I call them faucets.
And what about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel where you turn the water on and off?
Let's see, what would I call it? I don't know.
Well, would you call it a faucet right on?
It's a faucet, because it brings water, you see.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing out in the yard where you turn the water on and off?
It's a faucet out in the yard. Water.
If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
They put them in bags and in the baskets.
Okay. What do you call a great big bag that's made out of very coarse, string-like kind of material? No, it's a kind of cloth, and it's woven.
Let's see, what would you call it? Bead basket?
Well, now, there's a kind that I think maybe 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might have come in these kinds of bags.
Yes.
They're made out of a kind of cloth,
yes.
And they're rough.
Yes, and they're rough, that's right.
What would you call that kind of bag?
I call it a feed basket.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard people talk about crocus sacks or
toe
sacks?
Yes, ma'am. Pick cotton in them, many of them. I call them bagging sacks.
Okay. Well, now, is there a difference between a bagging sack and a crocus sack?
I don't see no difference. They're both rough and they both look like bagging to me.
Okay. Well, is there a difference between a feed sack and a crocus sack?
Yes, because some of them is cloth and some of them is bagging.
Uh-huh. And so the cloth one would be the feed sack?
Yes, ma'am.
And the other one would be the?
Bagging sack, crocus sack.
Okay, fine. what do you call a musical instrument that's about this long and about this high? You put it up to your mouth and you blow on it?
Blow on it.
Yes, ma'am.
You're talking about a harp, is
you? Yeah, that's right. And what about the kind that's made out of metal and shaped like that and you put it up to your teeth?
That's a harp, ain't it?
Okay. What do you call something that children play on that's made with a board and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down?
Let me see what I call. I know what you're talking about. Us used to call them swings or easy. What?
Seesaw, y'all used to be.
Yeah, she should call them that. I don't know what they is.
Okay. Well, now, what about the kind that goes round and round like that?
I call them flying jennies.
Okay. What do you call a piece of stone that somebody uses to sharpen a knife on? Just a little piece that he might carry around in his pocket.
I call them wet rocks, ain't they?